Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Are you ready?
It's Afternoons with O.F. It's the MFers.
Mahomes or Brady?
I don't know how this can be a question in 2019. But of course, the answer is Patrick Mahomes.
Hello there.
He's still playing at a high level. And I mean, unless he just doesn't want to play, which I don't see. I mean, I guess I expect to see him for at least a couple more years.
Tom Brady is, without a doubt, probably the best. Not is the best quarterback I've seen in this millennium.
Chiefs, if you did a lot of good research on this, mine is very simple. Just show up at the bus. Oh. The bus doesn't get stuck in the mud. The Chiefs will win.
This is kind of a bad spot to be in if you're the Patriots.
Right now.
What's funny is he's not that much bigger of a dude. He's just wider.
Thank you.
On Sports Radio WEEI.
All right. No award wait today here on a Friday. So it's just Maloney and Foria.
Yes.
That's how we roll.
Yes. He's sick.
End the week. Yeah, he's sick.
He's sick.
You know, we get sick on a Tuesday.
No, isn't it funny?
Or a Wednesday.
I knew he wanted a three-day weekend.
Fridays and Mondays, you get sick.
After Thanksgiving. Yeah, why would you get sick on a Wednesday?
You don't. You show up and you suck it up for a couple days and say, I'm taking Friday.
You know what you do? And this is what Glenn did. He started complaining about it on Wednesday.
I'm back here on OMF.
He started like, oh, yeah. God, all the kids are getting sick. All the damn kids.
Now that you say that.
He started prepping us, Lou. You missed it.
Like he normally does, about 1:55.
Yeah.
Well, maybe 1:45. And he walked in, he's like, yeah, I'm sick.
Regurgitated.
Right?
Regurgitated.
I think he threw some water in his face, too, in the car. When he came in, he made himself look really bad.
His eyes looked bloodshot. I was like, what's going on in
there? Wow, you look driving. You actually told him to stay home.
Yeah.
So he took your advice.
He did, right?
Yeah, so he stayed home.
Well, good. And you know, I actually think I have some breaking news.
We got a lot to get to today.
We do have a lot to get to.
You got breaking news.
And I'm totally going to hijack the show because I just watched Brady's press conference. We both watched Tom Brady's press conference.
We watched a press conference,
yes. It's very odd and very weird.
One of the more bizarre ones.
But this
for
is
a simple
not,
reason.
Let me just make this clear, right? Because I know how, you know, my news usually, you know, the whole country grabs onto it.
And everyone's listening.
And they dissect it.
Kick
they take it
tires.
Out of context, right?
Yes.
I think Brady is sick.
Uh-oh.
I think Brady has a case of the Ordways. He's got, you can tell he's got, he walked into the press conference with this, what looked like a ginormous throat lozenge. Like, so it just like, he was bouncing back and forth from his left side of his face to his right side
bizarre.
Of his face. He was sucking the hell out of it. Like, and then like he would answer it and it's almost like his mouth wasn't moving because he had to make sure he kept the, like you have a dip and you're talking,
right.
You have to keep it on your, on the right side of your cheek.
When he talked, he had to keep it and tuck it away.
Yeah, and you was so obvious. It was huge. It was like a big emerald that he swallowed. And he also didn't sound good. I don't know if we have a little bit of it. I know because he just talked.
What do you got from here, Tom?
So let's just, you may not be able to hear because the visual, I think, is more important, but here it is anyways.
I mean, he's a great player, and he had a great season. So I think with the celebration and so forth and everything that went on the field after the game, I didn't get a chance to tell him that. So
sounds
just
sick
to
me.
After the game was, wanted to, it was kind of a long celebration we had there in the visitor locker room. So,
oh, there it is.
Just want to go tell him what I thought of him.
You can actually hear him. No, I'm telling you, it was.
You can, okay, so.
We were laughing the whole time.
I thought
it was so bizarre. I'm like, oh my God, like he's almost, he wants someone to ask him, like, Tom, are you sick? Because.
Yeah. What did that one mean just in terms of like where he is in his career coming up?
Yeah, I think sometimes it takes place, you know, on the field after a game, before the game sometimes. Off season.
Okay, yeah, we're good.
Listen,
you had to have seen it.
Yeah, but that was an obvious one.
No, because you walked up there, he had, like you said, this throat lozenge, like in his mouth.
Yeah.
It was huge. And he's throwing it back and forth. He's sucking the living hell out of it.
While they're asking the
while
questions.
While they're asking the questions, he's almost like, you guys see this?
Play a lot of football.
I was like, what is he doing? Would you go up to your presser with that thing? You kind of throw it up before you walk on stage, right?
It's like the equivalent of chewing gum. It's like rude.
Well.
So that's it.
Breaking. He's sick.
I haven't talked to anybody. I have no inside sources, but it looks like he's coming down with something. right? I mean, can, just take an yes. educated guess.
Yes.
Huge, ginormous TB12 throat lozenges, which I'm sure, you know, keeps him hydrated and keeps his, you know, probably, you know, nice and smooth. And so he's able to speak.
But here's the thing. My guess is it's going to bother him as much as that elbow and the toe. The new toe thing that's popped up here this week. I mean, listen, I think it was weird. Again, it really was. I'm sorry. But if you saw that thing in person on TV, the first thing you would notice is like, oh, my God, what is he
doing? He's fine. I'm telling you, he's fighting something. It's that time of year.
Fine, he's fighting
kids
it.
Are going to school. They're bringing it back. It's like
so
a
are you ready to announce he's Dunsky instead of starting?
No. I don't think he's Dunsky. But, I mean, listen, if somebody did ask him, let's just say Mike Reese, oh, hey, I noticed you're sucking on, well, I don't know what it is, but are you feeling okay? Are you sick?
It looked to me like
are you coming down with something?
He was doing it so intentionally that he was looking for someone to ask him about
yes.
it. Yes. Like it was just, I'm surprised he didn't spit the thing out and let it land right on Phil Perry's face.
Thank you to success.
There's been a lot of urgency, I think. You know, it's.
You hear it rattle around on his teeth. It's like playing ping pong inside his mouth.
There's been a lot of urgency, I think.
It's like. All right, so we're both on the same page with this, right?
We both got to watch.
He's not feeling 100%.
What the hell is?
Yeah, it is odd. So it's less about the toe. It's less about the, what is it, the elbow or the shoulder?
The elbow.
I don't know what it is. Whatever, the elbow.
Oh, he's got to throw
it. It's more about the throat and the congestion. Because let's not forget, right? They flew down to Houston on two different planes.
Right.
Okay, because Marcus Cannon was ground zero for the sickness, right? So he infected everybody.
Well, he and nine of his buddies were on one plane, right?
Yeah. Anybody walking off with the mask? I mean, listen, to think that he's immune to it, I think we're all being a little, like, nutty. But, okay, he's not going to miss the game, but
I would
he's
say
definitely
given,
fighting
something. Given the way Tom Brady lives, his immune system's pretty good.
There's been a lot of urgency, I think.
Well, my guess is that Alex has pounded him with a bunch of different things in his body to make sure that immune system is...
I tell you, it's a TB12 throat lodge. It's like Ricola times 20.
That was the biggest thing I've ever seen.
It was huge. It looked like a big giant
mouse right here.
It looked like a big giant diamond. And then when he would sit, it would like you
could see. It looked like he had
it
chewing.
Yeah, outside of his mouth. You could see the outline of
it. It looked like a chew that he was moving side to side and every once in a while sucking on it, but he was like swallowing.
So the question is, will this affect the New England Patriots and Tom Brady passing game? Because I would say that if somebody, maybe he was asking, hoping somebody asked, you almost had an excuse.
Yeah.
Oh, you know, we asked you on Friday, you weren't feeling good. Did that affect you throwing the football? Were you less accurate because you were sick on Friday? No, the answer is going to be no, but it's in our minds. It's in our heads.
It's
something to think about. Yeah. I guarantee you Vegas is going to change the line. I don't even know what it is.
They're
going to
change the line. I was waiting for it. Tom, I can't help but notice. Are you lost in your mouth? Are you feeling okay?
Why?
Give him the ha, 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 ha. I'll be fine.
That's exactly
There's been a lot of urgency, I think.
I'll be fine. I'll be fine.
I'm telling you, that's a story. That's a story.
That was a little bit different.
So sorry to hijack it, but I feel we had to get that out
no,
of
the
way.
No, that's okay.
Oh, damn it. You know, we got to tweet this out.
Yeah.
This thing is ginormous.
We'll take a video of this
like
thing.
Like a
and
baseball.
And now I'm just going to do it between questions like he's doing right now. What'd you think of that? Big win for the Pats a couple weeks ago against the Cowboys. It's a good win, right? At home against the Dallas Cowboys.
I'm glad you brought this up because
a very talented Cowboy team. That's a good win. 17
to 10,
grind it out, right?
The Cowboys suck.
79?
The Cowboys are no better than the Cleveland Browns. There was like
13-9. That's a good score.
They couldn't move the freaking ball. Look what the Chicago Bears did. That's why I say in this whole theory that if somebody else was playing quarterback for the New England Patriots, they wouldn't beat the Dallas Cowboys. They wouldn't beat the Philadelphia Eagles. Yes, they would beat the Dallas Cowboys. The Dallas Cowboys are terrible. Their defense is terrible. What it does is shows you how bad your offense is. Like you couldn't move the ball, and Chicago was going all over the place. And Trubisky threw an interception inside the 10. So should have been worse.
They didn't stop Chicago. They didn't, like you said, they were up and down the field. The only time they stopped them was a pick in the end zone. Like, that team is awful.
They're terrible.
And we had this discussion last night, and, you know, Holly getting all upset about basically what we've been talking about. The Patriots are 10-2, and it's not because of the play of Tom Brady. Like, even Josh the other day talking about, what does this offense do well? Did you hear that? What does this offense do well? He said that we protect the football and we don't take sacks.
That's true. We throw the ball away a lot.
So, I mean... Week
was he
12?
Was he being condescending? What was
no,
he doing?
No, I think he was being serious. Like, you know, like, I mean, he kind of, that was the gist of it. He said some other things. Well, you know, we continue this, but I tell you, we take care of the football. You know, you don't take sacks, those sort of things. We're doing well. And it's like, dude, you're in week 12. Week 12. What does your offense do well? We throw the ball away. We don't turn it over. That's no. I didn't ask that question. What does your offense do well? Do they run it? Do they throw it? What? Well, we don't take sacks.
Well, in this scenario,
what?
It's you would say based on where they're at and how incapable they are of moving the football. Those are two of the most important assets they can have. You have a strong defense, a great punter. It's field position, field position, field position. So. Don't make it harder on yourself. Make sure you can change the field position. And taking sacks is one of them. Mm. I would say, listen, I would also throw no red zone interceptions. I mean, that would be good. They've done that early in the season. They haven't done it a while because they can't throw the freaking ball in the end zone.
Right. They've done that a little bit. All right, listen, we got a lot to get to here. No Ordway, so it's just Maloney and Fourier. We want to dive into that game a little bit last night. Now, I mean, just touch on and how it affects the New England Patriots. Also, Jerry Jones got himself in a little bit of trouble on radio,
Jones.
Actually talking today.
How lucky is Dallas?
They actually had to hang up on him. You'll hear why, and we'll get to that. MFers, coming at you next.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify has got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odyssey podcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odyssey podcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odyssey podcast.
Ordway, Merloni, and Fourier. Glenn, Lou, and Christian on Sports Radio WEEI.
I give him his not due there, but it's just what you're dealing with. But my point is, don't get yourself in a spot to where you have to come up here and beat him and beat them and beat them on a day like today. Don't get in a spot with that determining want to be about, with that determining where you're going. I shouldn't be this frustrated.
That was Jerry Jones after that Patriots loss up here in Gillette when the Patriots beat them 13-9. Got 10 freebies on a block, punt, and an interception.
To think that it would get worse after that. So that the next week was Thanksgiving. They lost.
Well, they lost four out of five.
No, I know, but you were thinking back then, oh, you know, we're going to do something about this. We're going to do something about this.
Thanksgiving.
Yes. And then lose on Thanksgiving, then lose again.
Mitchell Trubisky and the Bears go up and down the field. Now,
and then you got how many
Eagles,
points?
The Eagles are so bad. As well, right? The Eagles are what, 5-7?
The whole NFC
Cowboys
East
is 6-7?
Here's the thing. The Dallas Cowboys lose that game. Yeah, they still have a 70% chance of winning the division.
Yeah.
Of winning their division because Philly sucks.
The whole
division sucks.
8-8
yeah,
wins.
Yeah, that's what it'll be. 7-9, 8-8. Wow, good luck with 9-7.
So Jerry Jones does his...
So he's not happy.
No, he's not. He's not very happy. So he does his, I guess, Fridays. I don't know. Does it every Friday on 105.3
The
Fan down in Dallas. Does it after the games. Next morning?
Yeah, because on Sundays, he usually does it on Monday. But does it Monday morning.
So this is how the whole conversation started this morning down there at 105.3 The Fan with Jerry Jones.
All right, Jerry, you come on every week, win or lose. You answer questions. You know the Tolos and the Cowboys fans want answers today. What answer do you have for how this team is playing right now?
We're not playing very well.
Are you embarrassed? Are you embarrassed as an organization about how the team is playing?
Get your damn act together yourself, okay? Now, we're going to have a good visit this morning, but settle down just a little bit.
I mean, as a Cowboys fan, Jerry.
A lot to go over, and I'll go on with your question, but I'm going to give you the answers I want to give you this morning, and I don't like your attitude of, come in. I've been traveling all night, and I don't have the patience to jack with you today.
I understand that, Jerry. I'm just saying, like, emotionally.
Okay, let's get with it, and let's ask some questions.
All right.
What kind of question?
So he doesn't have he's been traveling all day.
I don't
day.
Have the patience to jack with you all day.
Yeah. I don't have the patience to jack with you today.
I love it. I love it. It's unraveling. It's just
oh, it got
crumbling
crazy.
In front. It's crumbling before my very eyes.
Well, it
the frustration
crazy.
and the irritation and the madness and everything else that goes along with it is just bam right
get your
there.
Damn act together.
Now you got to understand.
Well, hold on. Do you think that was a legitimate question?
Absolutely.
I mean, well, there's nothing to be ashamed of.
Embarrassed the Are organization.
You embarrassed? Yes.
Yeah, it's a good question.
The answer is yes.
Bad mood.
I am embarrassed.
Nothing wrong with the question. It's a good question. There's nothing wrong with it. Just answer it. No big deal. So I guess it calmed down there for the next couple of minutes. But then when they asked him another question, you got to understand here in radio, like if you call up, people know him. If you call up and you swear, right, we have to dump it. So the FCC, we have to dump it. Now, apparently, I wasn't even aware of this, but if you swear a couple of times within a certain period of time, they automatically hang up the phone.
Do Andy, it? Be ready.
You automatically, the phone. You just,
I did not know that.
I didn't
so
either.
So if you curse twice.
Is that right, Ryan?
Yeah, 105 through the fan. Their system is you have
That's
two dumps back to back. It cuts everything off besides the host mic.
Oh, so it's the dumps, so right? So you have two dumps back to back.
So if you come on, you're like mother effer, bleep, 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 bull, beep, bull, boop, that, and you just keep going. It's like maybe if it's longer than 10
like
seconds. I don't know. They just,
mode.
They
how long
just
does
say
our
you're
dump
gone.
Last? How long does our dump last? If we dump somebody, it lasts how long? What, 10 seconds?
Just about. I don't think we have the same system as they
Different
do.
Different system.
Okay.
All right. So here's what happened. Apparently, he just started just swearing his ass off. Right?
So they asked hold on. Do we know what prompted him to start swearing? Was because the shame kind of ticked him
well,
off
here's the
a
question.
Little bit. Okay.
We got the question?
Well, along those lines, you just referenced the fans, and I know you care. That's not your end-all, be-all, but you hear the fans, and you know what they are saying. What would be your response to the fans who last night on social media said they felt like this team quit on Jason Garrett?
Hello?
All right, that's it.
So that's it.
Oh, seems like he didn't want to answer that question, Kevin.
Okay.
So he started swearing and then he hung up. So they thought
No, he never hung up.
No.
The station hung up.
They thought that he started swearing and then just hung up. They didn't realize that they were the ones that hung up on him, right? Because of the way their system
yes.
is set up. But apparently he just started swearing on that question there. Like the Dallas Cowboys had given up on Jason Garrett.
So then,
I think one of the things I saw on Twitter was that do you understand the word BS? But he said it, and he kept going. I guess.
Wow, he got hot then.
So he got hot.
Well, then he come. Hold on, do you have it? Because
yeah, they hung up on him, so he called back.
Yep,
he called back. We got that, Ryan?
I never thought I would say this, but we had to end the call due to a little bit of swearing. So that is kind of where it went right there. So we hung up on Jerry?
We did, actually.
Holy crap.
Oh, my God.
We did it.
No.
Is that not a victory, then?
No.
Oh, victory.
Okay, hold on. Well, Gavin, as a matter of fact, we have Jerry Jones back right now. Jerry, how you doing?
Good. I had been talking all this time.
I'm sorry. Apparently, that
certain... had dropped.
Yeah, the certain word that got used, we had to, and the system kind of panicked a little bit. But I'm so glad that you're back. Thank you very much.
Wait, is that the same guy that was just taking a victory lap? We hung up on him. Is that a victory?
No,
he was so proud that they dropped him. But he calls back. He's been talking the whole time.
So we hung up on Jerry?
He didn't realize that the guys hung up
on
him.
Yeah, that was... So he was still cursing and carrying on and not stopping. And sure enough, they had no idea. He had no idea.
Let me ask you. Are you surprised if Jason Garrett's the head coach this week? They're going to play the Rams at home.
I do not think...
I don't have the patience to jack with you today.
let's just assume they do fire him, which I don't think they will. Who's your head coach? Who's your interim? It's not Kellen Moore.
Does it matter?
Who's their D coordinator?
I mean, honestly,
they have Rod Marinelli on
staff. Rod Marinelli.
I always feel if they hire him, who they gonna put there? I don't care. If you think you got to get this guy out of this job, then you got to get this guy out of this job.
Yeah, but the goal is, I mean, okay, he's got to leave, period. He's got to be Dunsky. He's got to be done.
You fire Hugh Jackson. You fire this guy. You fire that. Who's going to take over? Right? They grabbed Williams.
But that's different.
You're saying you can put anybody. This guy's an idiot.
Cincy, Cleveland.
That game was embarrassing last night.
So all those teams were 100% out of playoff contention. And, you know, theoretically, the Cowboys still have the advantage to win the NFC East. So what do they have? Three games left. They have three games left. If they win all three of them, hell, they may not even have to win all three of them, depending on what Philly does.
No.
So I just feel like it's do you get a spark by firing Garrett and the team like rallies around them? Like no,
Christian,
I don't think it happens.
If they go 1-2 and beat the Eagles, they might be able to win a division at 7-9.
I know, that's my point. So
as long as they beat the Eagles.
So what good does it do you firing Garrett with three games left, knowing like if they were completely out of the playoffs, I think he'd be fired. I think they would tell him when the plane landed in Dallas, and they would say you can't even go back on the team bus. We have a car for you. Actually, we called an Uber. It's not here yet. It'll take you back.
They've
home.
Lost four of the last five games. Right, a couple of them on national TV.
Almost a lot of them night, Thanksgiving, the Patriots game.
Actually, yeah, all of them. The last three on national
prime
TV.
Prime time.
Prime time.
Yeah.
Last three games. I mean, he's not the guy. He's never been the guy. I don't care who the hell they put in that seat. Anything could be different. You think like, before he hung up, the guy said, you know, looked like the team quit on Jason Garrett.
Get your damn act together.
I mean, you tell me. If they fired Jason Garrett, people in that locker room should have said, "Oh, I can't believe they fired him. We think he's a great coach. We were going in the right direction with this guy."
I don't think it makes a difference either way. How about that?
Or is it a fresh start? Are they like, okay, listen, start now.
How many games?
First place. So is this? We got three left. Let's go.
So this is going to be the PC principle. Remember when Miami fired their coach?
Maybe.
And then Dan Campbell, PC head coach, Dan Campbell did the whole bull in the ring, which you can't do anymore. Had all these blocking drills and put them all in full pads to try to get them tough, right? That's what he did.
I am not uncomfortable.
That ain't happening with the Dallas Cowboys. If you don't care either way and you're sick of the sight of Jason Garrett because he is embarrassing you, he's flat out embarrassing. No calls made right. The fact that Kellen Moore is his offensive coordinator with that offense is freaking ridiculous. They've taken multiple steps back. Their defense is a mess. So, listen, if you could care less either way, whether you make the playoffs or not, you should get rid of them. Or do you think they can make the playoffs without Jason Garrett? Or do they need Jason Garrett to make the playoffs? To win one game?
Do you need
Philly, you're in.
Are you asking me if you need Jason Garrett to win a playoff game?
Yeah. No,
you have a better shot if playoffs. You don't have him, point. You have a better shot of winning if you don't have him. I think it's the
same outcome either way. So if you want to respect Jason Garrett and you like him, you don't want to embarrass him, well, then you keep him and let him at least fight his way to the end. If you don't give a crap about him, which I don't think is the case, well, then you just fire him and say, screw it. I'll take my chances with Marinelli or freaking Kellen Moore. Think anybody's listening to Kellen Moore? I think Dak. None of those guys are listening to those guys. If their cars are not warmed up and in the parking lot ready for the offseason, somebody would just want to go get their keys because that's how close they are for being done.
It is awful down there.
I love it. I wish we had some of that.
It is pathetic.
Why can't we get Bill to just start cursing?
Well, you don't have enough here.
Patience to Jack with you.
You don't have enough. You don't have enough here going on in this city right now. Do you want some of that? You need more drama?
I would love some of that.
We got a lot going on here. We got a game, actually, on
Sunday.
They're
always like that. We do have a big game. And I feel like we haven't talked about the game at all because the entire week's discussion has revolved around whose fault is it? Whose fault? Who's to blame? Who do we need to run out of town?
Well, I'll say this. We talk about the struggling Patriots offense. We've blamed an awful lot of people.
Brady sucks.
But we might have left a couple people off that blame pie.
I feel like we've named everybody.
Let's dive back into it, and we'll give you a couple of names that we haven't talked enough about, maybe the struggles of this offense. We'll do that as MFers continue next. Give us a call, 617-779-7937. We do that next.
After the end of a good fight, You deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
You know what I'm saying? When something's too good to be true, it usually is.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
They were looking too good. Mm-hmm. Patriots usually start off kind of slower. You know, they look just okay. I never thought the Patriots, because I look at the Patriots, they don't have the weapons that they've had before. I mean, the system is still there. But, you know, if you stop James White and you stop Julian Edelman, who do they have? I don't think they're going to make the Super Bowl.
That was Eric Dickerson, the great Eric Dickerson, FS1 yesterday, I believe.
Talking, add him to the list.
Saying what a lot of people are saying, right?
Well, it's pretty easy.
James,
isn't it?
White and Julian Edelman.
But did he say weapons? Hold on. I want to make sure he said weapons.
I think he did. I think he said weapons.
I think he said weapons.
Yes.
They don't have any weapons.
Yes. So we.
They don't have the weapons that they've had before.
He didn't. Sounds like an S though.
Weapons. All right. So we've blamed this blame pie game, right? Like, who's to blame? We've debated it now for weeks. Is it more Brady? Is it more the young wide receivers? You know, is it Bill for putting him in this situation in the first place in the offseason? Is it Robert Kraft for releasing Antonio Brown? Is it Joe Judge?
Yeah, there's your guy.
Receiving coach?
Troy Brown.
Splitting time.
Blame it on Troy.
Was it Bill or Caserio that felt like Joe Judge could do both?
Yeah.
Right? But have we missed a couple people?
Well,
that's the question I
would
have.
Say, off the top of my head, I can't think of anybody on the offensive side. Dante Scarnecchia. How about him? Is that not an option?
No? I can't blame him.
Okay.
Can you?
All right. Well, he's always fixing everything.
What do you want me to do?
He couldn't fix Newhouse.
What do you want me to do?
He couldn't fix Newhouse.
What do you want me to do?
We expect you to fix him. So you got somebody else.
Well, that's why I was interesting. Last night I was over at NBC, and I did a little segment with your friend, the Hulk, Ted Johnson.
Ted Bro.
And he threw this out at me. And to be honest with you, I didn't know where the segment was going. So when I saw like the headline, because the three of us are in a... We're talking about it. I didn't know where he was going to go with this. But after he said it, I was like,
Why is there no criticism towards Julian Edelman? And the crowd gasped. Criticism toward Julian Edelman, Ted, what could you mean?
Yeah, you know, here's the thing, you guys. It's just like, he's the leader of that position group, the wide receiver group. And that's all we're talking about is the issues they have at wide receiver, young guys trying to get these guys up to speed. You know, and I always kind of look at who's the leader of that position group. You know, I hope Luke can maybe relate to this to some degree from his time in baseball, but it just feels like the leader of that group, I haven't heard from him, and that's Julian Edelman. Why isn't he saying anything about the wide receiving core? Is he behind the scenes trying to help these guys out and get on the same page? Or is he more worried about what he's going to post on Instagram after the Patriots win? So that's just something that not a lot of people are talking about that I think maybe he should deserve a little bit of criticism for maybe his role in this too, not hearing from him at least.
Should we blame Julian Edelman?
No. Why not? Not at all. But Ted makes some good points.
I think
it makes a lot of good points.
I agree with him.
The Instagram posting, the trying so hard to be Brady and everything else, that all his goals and aspirations off the football field become a little annoying. But there is no way, shape, and form that he has anything to do with the receivers and why those young guys aren't productive or why they can't figure it. They got two coaches in the receiving room. They don't have a bunch of receivers. So you don't need to tell Edelman what to do. You're not talking to Slater unless you're talking about a gunner.
So the ultimate team, professional sports, the Patriot way.
Yeah.
Right? It's not selfish. You do whatever's best to help the team win. You're telling me it's that cutthroat? That you know, a veteran quarterback, Tom Brady, doesn't want to work with the guy behind him.
He does.
The veteran, Julian Edelman, sitting there saying, man, I got to worry about myself. I ain't going to help you. Is that going to help the team?
Well, but I would say First of all, is he getting paid like a coach?
I always feel it was odd.
So
but
like,
are we a team here? Or are we? So I got my own job to do. Good luck with you. I'll tell you a few things.
Yeah, figure it out on your own.
Figure it out.
I would say that he does help him when he can, but he's also dealing with a bunch of injuries. He's trying to get his own work in, and they got two coaches, Troy Brown and Joe Judge. There's not one team in the NFL that has two wide receiver coaches for, what, six guys? I mean, talk about a lot of attention.
But you bring up, well, okay, so you talk about he's not a coach, okay? Neither is J.D. Martinez. He's not a coach. I mean, he gets paid a lot better than a coach.
I know what you're saying, because everybody, I played so much better
watching
J.D. But
he works with his hitters. He works with his teammates.
Do you really think?
He says, hey, this is what you're doing wrong. This is what I see. This is what you could do better.
You don't think that Edelman is told those guys? I think he 100% has. I said, no, for a fact that he has. But I would say, you want to be critical of him of not talking about it? Because he did talk about the receiving core today on the Greg Hill show with Danielle. I think Wiggy was there too. And he was about as good as he's ever been. You know,
talking about the young guys trying to figure it out, and once they figure it out, once they get the answers, it will be easier.
Yeah.
You don't get to necessarily play with your athletic strengths and all those things because you got so many things going through your mind. Do I do this on this play? Do I do that on this play when I see this? Do I do this when this guy does that? I mean, there's all these things running through your head. And that's what I try to tell, you know, younger guys. The better you know the scheme, the concept, all these things, that allows you to go out and play faster. And that's just naturally, you know, all of football. And then you can start using your athletic gifts. You can start using your quicknesses or your size or whatever you have that has blessed you to be in this league. When you get your mind right and you put yourself in that area where you know the answers to the test, like when you study for a test and you go and you take the test, you're like, oh, this is easy. You know, that's when you can go and, you know, write a beautiful answer or you know, do something like that.
So he basically said, listen, I tell them all the time. He talks to them. He explains it to them.
Hey, keep the gas on it now.
He mentors them.
What if he just says, well, you got to figure it out. Once you figure it out,
I don't think
easy.
He does that. I think, if he was younger, I guess more.
Edelman talked all the time about how Welker didn't really help him.
Did he?
I think I remember talking before.
Well, but wasn't that a different situation? Here's Welker, who they're basically the same person, and Edelman, you know, is trying to take his job.
I shouldn't say didn't help him. I'm sure he helped him with some areas.
They brought Amendola in to take Julian Edelman's job, but those two became Starsky and Hutch, and they became best of friends. So, and that was fine.
My point is first off, I agree with everything you just said, and I've talked about it before, about how you can't play. I just say, you know, you need to play with the freedom. You know, you need to play with not being afraid to fail. Because if you start, you know, worried about failing, then you're going to. If you're worried about striking out, you're going to. If you're worried about making an error, you're going to. If you're worried about dropping the football, you're going to. And if you're worried about, do I know this route? I know this route. But do I know this route like my quarterback knows this route? Or do I see the same thing he does? I don't know. And sometimes you could see guys running routes and actually could see them thinking.
Yeah.
And not just athletic ability isn't taken over. They're just not reacting. They're not playing with that freedom. So if I'm going to put
You just said it right there.
Some blame on Tom for not, as tough as it could be, as difficult it could be, as inexperienced as these guys are, for not figuring it out, fixing it, I got to put it on the veteran guy who, to me, I still look at as the leader of that group. And that leader of the group isn't necessarily a coach, but he's that guy in between.
I think that's a stretch. I think he's more than doing his job.
But Joy helped David Price.
Right?
Baseball players, we're not selfish like you.
See, that's a lie.
We want to be better as a team. I see a guy struggling at the plate, I want to help him. I see a guy struggling, you know, middle of the infield.
See, you're working on the assumption that Ted is right.
You are assuming that Ted is right. It's your people's fault.
You think Ted, who's never played the position in his life, doesn't have a clue what's going on that side of the line. Hey, you want to talk about taking on a fullback? I'm going to talk to Ted. Don't ask me to come to Ted about a slot receiver and what his priorities and what his jobs are.
I thought Ted brought up a very interesting angle. That's all.
I think if I'm doing a late night show that is struggling for content, I'm going to bring up some lame-ass topic also.
Who else should we blame? What do you mean struggling?
I didn't say struggling. I said lame-ass. I know you aren't struggling.
Oh, that's thought number two is...
I know you're not struggling.
Why is there no criticism towards Julian Edelman?
I will say this. So he even talks about it more. I think there's a reason why he was so, I don't know, talkative. Because it's usually like, yeah, man, I'm so cool. Blue I'm going to have a pop-up shop.
What happened in that place? We practiced it. We executed it, yeah, and we scored.
It was successful because we were like robots.
Now, let me give you a blind stare with a squinted eye.
I'm surprised he doesn't get into more accidents for how often he looks at his rearview mirror.
As I stroller backwards and walk with that strut. Always with my eyes on you, squinted.
It's like, dude, can you open your eyes? Is that beard weighing your face down or it's closing your top eye? So here's the other one. So it was a good interview this morning.
I'm Julian Edelman.
Here's the other one. So then he talks about, okay, so there's a couple of things you need to deal with, right? Figuring out the offense, getting the right information from guys that have done it before. But even then, I think it's confusing because everybody's got to figure out how they want to run that route. If you have a return route, don't try to run it like Julian Edelman. Don't try to run it like Wes Welker. Try to run it like you would run it based on your body type, your speed, what works for you. Tom will adjust to that. He's just got to know how you're going to run it. There's years and years that they used to tell Dan Graham and I, hey, we want you to run the right route like Troy Brown. We tried. It looked silly. We both fell to the ground. We weren't as quick as him. We weren't as short as him. We didn't have that short area quickness. He did. It worked for him. Let us run it how we want to run it. It's not going to look pretty, but we'll still get the job done. And then ended up working out that way. The other aspect of
the one where you fell down in the Super Bowl.
That's a lie. That was a lie. The other one was, he talked about how do you deal with Brady yelling?
Brady's been yelling lately at guys or whatever, emotions on the field.
Can't take anything personal. It's football, especially nowadays. It's such a different type of generation where it's almost like you can't get MF'd anymore. The first day I got here, I remember I ran a route in OTAs. Dropped a ball and I had Tom yelling at me, and I'm literally 22 years old, been watching this guy win Super Bowls, crapping my pants, thinking like, oh my God, you know, and it's just one of those things you got to deal with, and you know, there's no hard feelings, it's just football, and you know, I think a lot of guys know that, and most guys know that. If he feels that, you know, he has to get a little fire up under someone's butt, you know, that's what you got to do.
To me, that is, I think that's universally known.
But when he says, you know, today's different, you can't MF anybody anymore, is he talking about, you know, the rookies are 10 years younger than him? It's a different athlete. Like, we saw in the Julian Edelman documentary that he put out last year.
While you're
playing. You know, you MF Julian Edelman for not catching a pass. His dad's been MFing him since he was 6 years old.
He's used to it.
So that drives him. Hell, he can handle that. That'll push Julian Edelman. You think N'Keal Harry's been MF'd a lot in his life?
I wouldn't know. I wouldn't know. Maybe.
So when it happens from Tom Brady, you think he's sitting there going, holy smokes. So the point is, to me,
but it's different,
is that you got to deal with, you MF Julian Edelman, you see the way he reacts, you're going, nice, I got one there. I got a tough son of a bitch here, and he's a rookie. He's not even a wide receiver yet. But I see the way he reacts. Now, UMF N'Keal Harry, and he takes his helmet, and he kind of goes in the sidelines. You're going, okay, now I got a different bird.
Yeah.
I got a different guy. I got to react differently with him.
Yeah, I don't see it that way. If you're getting MF'd by really the greatest of all time, I think you respect him enough to take it all in stride. Now, if it's somebody else, like, say, Andy Dalton, let's say it's a Blake Bortles, you're not really appreciating it as much because you don't think he's any good, and he has no business, and he should adjust to you because you're the first-round pick, and you're the better player.
You know, sometimes I'm sure some kid will sit back and say, are you sure you're right? Blake Bortles? Like, who are you? Like, you don't do that with Tom. And Tom says, hey, when you see this, you got to do this. It's like he's telling you what you've got to do. When Bortles does it, he might tell you one thing, and his offensive coordinator will be over his shoulder going, actually, that kid ran the right route, Blake. You got to see the corner. You know what I mean? Then the kid's like, yeah, whatever, Blake.
Yeah, and it's funny because
with Brady, that don't happen.
It worked the other way with Brady. So Charlie, whoever the offensive coordinator would go ahead and put in a route and tell you how to run it. You would run it at practice. You'd come off to the after the period was over, and Brady would say, no, I want you to do this.
Yeah.
Because he wanted it run a specific way. Now, you had to be able to see it. See, that's the problem. It's not like these guys can't handle it.
Like, so Julian's got to handle his own stuff.
So we always talk. You always talk about hitters,
yeah.
Right? You always talk about like what would be, who is typically the worst type of hitting coach in baseball?
The Hall of Famer that was so great, he has no idea why he was great.
Yeah,
and just says, "Do what I do."
Yeah. So he can't really coach you up.
No.
Because he gets frustrated. He said, just hit the ball. I just hit the ball.
Well, let me ask you.
Why is it so hard for you? Just hit the ball.
And we love him. Is that Troy?
I don't know.
I love him.
I don't know what just, I don't know what his coaching there,
like just because Gerard Mayo
maybe he's
took
not a
over,
good coach.
I didn't know if Gerard Mayo could be a good coach or communicate to his guys. Like I think it was so Troy Brown was the one on the sidelines when Jacoby Myers didn't go that dropped to his knees. That was like, oh. You know, so great wide receiver, great human. Love the dude. Can he coach? I don't know. A lot of guys I know, great guys, baseball yeah. guys, love them. You think he'd be a manager? No. Why? Because I just don't think that's in him. Will he be a coach in baseball? No. I don't think he's a good communicator.
So if you have a situation where you have, let's say, because this is what good coaches do. So you can't coach every player the same way. I think you have to have multiple ways of teaching the exact same three, pending who you're talking to. Some guys, listen, they're visual. They get it by seeing it. Other guys, you need to motivate them a little bit. Maybe you need to show them on the field. Maybe they're just better. You just have to tell them, and then they understand it. Like if you're coaching one way for everybody, I think you're in trouble. And I think I would not put any blame on Troy Brown because he's assisting.
He's a coach.
I would put it all. I mean, why don't you keep going up higher and higher?
I have.
Who hired Joe Judge? Who put Joe Judge in a position that he shouldn't be in?
Bill.
Okay, then.
I blame Bill already.
No.
He was part of the blame play. I feel like we blamed everybody.
Oh, not yet. Because, all right, real quick. First hour here is brought to you by American Ladders and Scaffolding. We felt like you blamed everybody, but there's still one guy missing. There is still one guy missing. We will talk about him next.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.